What really gets me is I really felt sorry for two people. I actually, after all of the hell I went through, IRS stuff, claiming he's dependent, court stuff, this, that, maliciously taking me through the damn wrath of hell with somebody else allowing them to do it and joining ranks like a damn cult for over a decade, I literally felt sorry for two people. Because people kept and brought it to light about something that was said that was not true. And literally said, I don't understand how you could be treated the way you have for over a decade. It's a fact. It's fact and it's documented. But this person who literally orchestrated everything says whatever they want about these two people. And it's okay. Because these two people, Kim, are afraid to stick up and say something to this individual. You know why? Because if they do, they're not going to be seeing some people. They're not going to be seeing people. But it's okay for this individual to sit there and tell people, oh, keep this person away. Keep this person away. Keep this person away from her. Blah, 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 blah. I am at this point in my journey, end of life journey, and I will not stand back and I will not be disrespected. I am not the same person. I will not be the same person. When I leave Earth, I'm going to leave with a smile and realize at the end of my life, I gain my self-respect back. I literally, folks, felt sorry. And people, you know what I'm talking about. I literally felt sorry for two individuals. After people sending me a screenshot of what somebody wrote on a public site, is that how we gain business? It's not true. It's not true. It's not. And these two individuals know it's not true. But I applaud you. I really do. You literally know how to manipulate people enough to where they're scared to death to say anything to you because they're afraid of what you did to me, you're going to do to them. But you know what that says, folks, about anybody who doesn't have your back and people that should have your back and have done things so maliciously for over a decade, weren't there for you. I sat in that damn oncology center, and I'll never forget it, for my last breath. It's not spite, folks. It's something so traumatizing that it literally just shocked the living hell out of me. When I'm there for people having their cancer procedures and that, and nobody was there. The people should have been there weren't there. The only person I had was Eric. And then this IRS tax stuff, which is all fact. Do I need to continue on and on and on? Because no, I don't, because I've done it for over a decade. I think I got my point across. But where I'm at in my journey, literally someone's showing me and sending it to me and saying, listen, this makes no sense because of all the stuff that you've gone through and read this. They knew it wasn't true. You too, that I literally said, listen, people are talking and you know it's not true. And you literally said on the phone to me, you know it's not true. But you did not say anything. But you came after me so hard and so maliciously and so stern. I have never felt protected. I haven't felt protected in a long time. I had to protect my goddamn self. And I gave you one last opportunity to show me that people in the situation I'm in is you treat equal. One should not be treated any more respected or less respected than the other. You treat equal. That's the way it works. It's equal. It's equal. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's equal. No matter if one's healthy or one's not. One's struggling, one's not. One's on the last part of the journey, getting ready to die soon, or the other one's not. You still treated people equally, and you never treated me equally. Because you didn't say anything. And somebody today said, look at this. Why is it okay, Kim, for the stuff that you went through that's documented and the hell you went through? And literally just being left. Whatever, however you want to say it, however you want to say it, disregarded, left, abandoned, orphaned, however you want to say it, I don't care, is not okay. Nobody in the totem pole should ever do that to anybody within that totem pole that's sick. You don't treat people that are sick that way. There is a moral decency in how we treat people that are sick, especially who you are, and there's moral and ethic lines that I believe are crossed that literally are, I believe, handled off the face of this earth. I firmly believe in God. I believe in God with everything I got. And I know where I'm at in my point right now. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to stand back. I'm not going to sit back. I'm not leaving letters for when I'm dead because these people would never read them. Here's the thing I realized today is you've never have respected me. I don't believe you have respected me for longer than a decade. I don't believe there was ever any respect. I believe I was nothing but a burden with my health. My entire life, I've felt nothing but a burden, and it's been documented as nothing but a burden. I've got security camera footage. I've got all sorts of things that show me, by proof, I'm nothing but a burden. Nobody should sit there and talk to anybody and say, well, you should have seen what I had to deal with her illness. And this is this. Hey, listen, I didn't ask to be sick. And for you to sit there and say something like that on security camera, and for me to have to literally watch this and listen to it while I'm recovering from surgery was disgusting as hell. Facts are facts. Wrong is wrong. How you have literally sided and you had treated me and how I feel is my right is trash. Not of a human being. Not even existing. You know, I'm not sitting back, folks. I'm not going to put up with it. That podcast where I actually felt a little sorry for individuals who didn't feel sorry for me, for what they took place with. They literally collaborated, or as a trauma therapist said, as cult-like activity, collaborated together, constantly chastised me, belittled me, insulted me, slandered me to everybody, lied their ass off about me to people, changed my life forever, and that's the truth. And you had an opportunity to show me that when we treat one, we treat equal. No one's going to be treated any better or less than the other. It's equal. That's the way it should be. And you literally show me today, no, I'm not. You're afraid to stick up and respect yourself to this person. You are afraid of this person. And that is so damning horrible. You're afraid of this person. You are literally afraid to speak up because you don't want to be treated the way they treated me. Because you watched how they treated me and collaborated and did things that were downright past the point of higher superior said, past the point of cruel. It was downright damn scary. Could have killed me, some of the behavior and actions, decisions they made. Conscious decisions. And you took part of that. It's documented. You had one opportunity before. My life is done. To show me that, you know what, I get and I understand what you're saying. And taking place in things was wrong. We shouldn't have done that. And we should have been supported and we should have been there. And we weren't. You have never apologized. But you have showed me today by somebody sending me that email, that screenshot, that it never changed. And the truth of the matter is, I honestly, it's the truth. I don't know these people. I really don't. But I don't want to be around it. I deserve 100% respect, the same as you respect that person. I deserve the same respect, the same human decency, the same morals and values in how you treat that person. You listening, how they've treated you, has nothing how they've treated me. And you know it, and you've admitted it. It's not been the same. It's never been the same. But you also admitted you would never tolerate it either to somebody. But it's okay for me. But you collaborated and you started and you did things that are unforgivable. And I will never forgive you for it. Until my last dying breath, I'll never forget it either. And it's not spite. It's called being a human being and having a heart and realizing just how damn hurtful you were to me. And you don't even care because you don't feel. You've had a long time, and you haven't apologized. Your apology is coming after me even more. Worse than you were the time and time and time and time and time before. I'm not going to sit back. I'm not writing things in a letter. But when somebody literally says, how can they not treat the same way and treat you this way? You should never have been treated the way that you've been treated. You should have had those there for you, should have been there for you through your entire experience, Kim, not just during oncology, not just the first time around when you went through the first hands of oncology. They should have been there for you before when you were sick, during, and after. And look where you're at now in your journey, and they're still not there. All it is excuses. And they had an opportunity to show you, you know what? We were wrong. We shouldn't have treated this person, you, like you were on top of a pedestal. You're golden as golden could be. And treat me as trash. And it doesn't matter what people say, do, kick you, throw you. It doesn't matter because we're never going to stick up. We're never going to say anything. We're never going to support you. We're never going to nada. I just feel like you're just waiting for the other shoe to drop for me to die. That's all I feel like you're waiting for. Because I don't feel any love at all. And I haven't in such a long time that it's time that I free myself. As therapist said, you speak your truth and you say it. Because there's no sense of leaving letters when you're dead and gone. Because they're not going to read it. Because they don't care. They never cared. These people never cared about you. And you know that. But you need to accept it. Embrace it. And take it in. Don't just look at the facts. Kim, you need to accept it and take it in. Because it's not okay. It was never okay. And it's wrong. But what's really wrong is you allow this person to marionette puppet you, say whatever they want about you, and it's not true, and you admitted it's not true, and you saw what everybody else is seeing, and you did nothing about it. And you just admitted on the phone to me you did nothing about it. But you came after me for sharing my journey and story for over a decade, almost two decades, and you ganged up and collaborated when you did it. And if I didn't have professionals, if I didn't have judges, if I didn't have people who cared and gave a damn about me and gave me faith in mankind, the people gave a damn. And where I'm at now, I realize by just taking time to reflect about my life. And reflecting about my life, folks, is where I'm at now. I'm going to do a podcast. It's going to mean something. Well, this means a hell of a lot because it needed to be said for a long time. The people that cared about me, who actually gave a damn, aren't connected or related or anything. They're people on the outside looking in. And what they saw was cruel. Mean. Not kind-hearted. Mean-spirited. Scary. And you had one last opportunity before I'm gone. You had one last opportunity. One last opportunity before the good Lord calls me home. Because I know where I'm at. And I know my appointment tomorrow. And I know what's going to happen. And I know my decisions that I made. I was going to podcast about that. But this is far more important. And you know what your response was on the phone? Well, I don't go on your podcast anymore. Well, guess what? Eyes and ears are out. And they know you are still. Is that supposed to make it okay so you allowed that person to continue writing what they did about you that made you look, I mean, you tell me. And other ask other people what that would make you look like or what that makes you look like. So to justify it by not saying anything and telling that person to take it down, which you agreed to shouldn't be up, you admitted that on the phone. Instead, you say, well, I don't go to your podcast anymore. That's not showing me any change at all. That's showing me what people have been saying all along for a long, long, long time. Is there was never any equal treatment. And how I feel has been validated and justified by that phone call. Is I was nothing but a mere damn burden. God's good. I get a reincarnation, folks. And I come back in a whole nother body. Okay? Maybe something stays the same. Maybe I won't have kids. Reincarnated, God's good, I will. But that I come back in a different body, in a different life, and I experience love, finally. I experience feeling protected by people who should protect me. I feel unity. I feel and experience a hell of a lot more normal life than I have ever lived. Because my life has not been normal. And this is no goddamn pity party. Sorry. I never did pity parties. I'm a strong-ass woman. I'm going to say right now, over the past 2 months, how I used to be emerged. And she has not gone back at all. And if it wasn't for good trauma therapy, I would have continued being, as I have admitted, a pushover to people who have continued pushing me over and didn't realize my power, which is my self-respect, and to speak up and speak my truth. I didn't do enough of it. Because of all you. Always threatening me, coming after me, and silencing me. This is my life, and this is the end and part of my life. in how I envision it is my power, my control, and so is my will, and so is my dual power of attorney and everything I have in writing. It sits in the attorney's safe, and it will continue being remain the same. I gave people, folks, I don't want to ever hear from anybody after I am dead and gone. I never want anybody to come to me and saying, blah, 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 blah. Don't you dare say anything, blah, 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 blah. Because one person's going to have a copy of that will, and they have all my rights and all my writing. They can give it to copy to whoever they want. You need to read what's in it. Because, folks, you can add whatever you want to the will. Let your story be told even after you're gone. Let your story continue. That's your print of life you leave behind. This is not a joke podcast. I wish I could say that it was. It's not. What happened with the IRS being claims of dependent is a fact. And it wasn't Eric. It wasn't Eric's family. It was coming from my blood side. It claims as independent or as a dependent without my knowledge, using my social security number without my knowledge. And things behind the scenes with the IRS, it happened. I sent in affidavits. I got questionnaires. And I didn't know what the hell was going on. When I took a claim, my taxes is the truth. And I was already claimed. I didn't know what the hell or why. Or what the hell I was claimed for. I ain't seen nobody. I didn't have anything, new nurses or cleaning services or anything. I don't get it. But I get it. I get the whole picture now. I'm going to say this. For any of you men and women out there, no matter what age you are at, and you are dealing with something from jump that you were born with, okay? And there's no cure. There's never going to be a cure. And you know this, and you're told this, and maybe you figured this out. And you're young, you're going to probably figure this out when you can actually understand what the hell's going on with you when you get older, okay? Don't you ever make people who should count in your life, who should be there in your life, who should be there unconditionally by your side, no matter how bad you're struggling, should be there lifting you up and not shoving your ass down, because that's exactly what I dealt with. Pushing me down instead of helping to lift me up. You should have been there raising your hand out and saying, listen, I'm there emotionally for you. I'm there for you before anybody else. That was your job and you failed me and you've never apologized. And it's a multitude. It's the same circle of people. You continue doing so the rest of my life. You'll hit an opportunity to change. I'm sure you'll be happy when I'm gone. Because you won't have to listen to any more podcasts. And I don't believe you'll ever feel bad about how you treated me. Because I don't believe you have any conscience at all. I don't know your soul. And I don't understand you all. And I never will. But I'm nothing like you. I feel. I'm an empathetic, good, kind soul, hearted woman. Who always rooted for the underdog. Stuck up for when wrong was wrong. Was passionate as hell about animals. I gave too much. I raised people's sons when they shouldn't have left their house because they weren't ready as an adult. I was there for people. I took a lot, including domestic abuse and domestic violence. And I still was able to go face to face and stand face to face with someone who didn't treat me well. I went through a lot of hell in my life, more hell than good, but I value and I'm thankful for the good times, folks, because the good times where I'm at now and I have time, I'm able to reflect on those good times, but also at the same breath, I'm also reflecting of what I went through. And I'll continue the rest of this journey the way that I see fit. And sharing my truth, just continue sharing my story and my journey. But what I am not okay with today was finding out from the same individual that how in the world can these people treat you the way they did and allow this person to literally bring them in on everything, collaborate together, and this person saying this stuff that's not true. And they openly admit it. But they won't make them take anything down and they won't even confront them because they're scared to death, Kim, of them. Scared to death because they don't want to be treated the way that you've been treated. And that's a fact. you had one last opportunity to show me that you ever gave a damn, that you wanted to treat me, and you decided, you know what, you're right. We should be treating you equal. There's no reason why we shouldn't, and you still continue not doing it. By saying, listen, that's not okay. If we're going to come down on her for all these years, and I have all the emails, I have everything, I saved everything, I screenshot everything. You have had distance and opportunity to self-reflect and to be what I need from you, of what you should be as a group, all of you. You have abandoned, you have neglected, you have not included me, you have asked me. And I was alone a lot through the toughest damn times of my life and the hardest struggles. And it made me come out on the other side as one hell of the strongest woman. And that strong backbone has resurfaced, but even stronger. At the end of my journey, folks, I'm going to say one thing, is I'm going to die with a smile on my face. I hope my last breath is saying to myself, good job. Because at the end, you gained that respect back, and you respected yourself, and you demanded it. You spoke your truth. It's time now to have some peace so I don't have to struggle anymore. But most importantly, I don't have to be in a world around people that should have gave a damn and cared. And they didn't. They did just the opposite. That's not okay. People live with a chronic illness, and people on totem pole should be. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to tell you what they should be. They should be there for you unconditionally. They should love you unconditionally. They should support you unconditionally. They shouldn't complain when they have to help you unconditionally. Throw it back in your face. Chastise you. Belittle you. Insult you. Tell other people which how much of a damn burden you are. Do things that are just literally could kill you. Lie. Alter. Fabricate. Whatever the hell you want to say. That is not okay. That's not how we treat other human beings. I will never be okay how I was treated. Mark my word. Because it's not okay. You owe me an apology. All of you do. And you're too egotistical to give it. And that came from two trauma therapists. But I will not be any further disrespected. If you cannot treat me equal as you treat that person there, as you treat her, there's nothing left to say. I gave you every chance in the world when I didn't have to give you any chances at all. And people in my situation, a strong, a valid opinion of professionals and people of a high rank, I would have never gave any other chances. You gave way too many chances, Kim, because at the end of the day, all you wanted to do was feel and be loved. And it's sad because I didn't feel that way. One person, a human being, and the rest of my love, folks, felt by animals. Don't ever question my passion for animals, because that's one thing I'll have to say. The animals never let me down. People, well, look at what happened. Fact, I don't think anybody could blame me. Have fun with the rest of your life having somebody control you and telling you and doing whatever they say to do, you've done it. No matter how maliciously hurtful, dangerous, and deadly it could have been, you sat back and you took part of it and you thing. One thing is for certain, it's the fact and the truth to help me go on my last dying breath. You knew exactly what was going on. You took part of it and you allowed it. And you never corrected it. And you still let her do whatever she wants. And no matter what she does, even wrong, in your mind, it's still right. I don't know what 14 karat gold in this world makes that. The finest gold in the world. Enjoy that gold. Because I think at the end of the day, it's all you wanted. Sorry. I'm a defect. Damn proud one, too. Amen.